He one day works himself. But such a person is not mesukin. You didn't fix him up. He's a problem with this person right now. That's not called you fixed him up. Why? Because he can't get married. Lisa shivcha in yochel. He can't marry another shivcha shekva cheti ben churin. His halacha is an eved kenani or an eved ivri is allowed to marry a shivcha. Mashiach, if this person, since half of him is freed, the part that's free, a ben churin or a free person, is not allowed to marry a shivcha. Elamai Lisa bas churin, so let him marry a normal Jewish lady, a bas churin, a free person, and a yochel also he can't marry. Shadayin cheti eved. Since half of him is an Eved, it's also for a Bas Churin to marry an Eved Kenani. You can't marry an Eved. So this person cannot get married. So Yevatli should stay unmarried. The world was only created in order to have children. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for. Shenema, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world to be ledig, to be empty, to be without people. Elo L'Shevas Yitzara. He created it that people should live here. In other words, it's a big tzarech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to have children. So you didn't be misnakin, you didn't take care of this person, according to Beis Hillel. If you leave him, that he's going to remain that way. One day he works, one day he's free, he remains an Eved, and he remains a Ben Churin, and he can never get married. So the Gemara says, so what does Beis Shammai say? Elo Beis Shammai says, we have to make some new takona. We have to make a new halacha here. That what koifin es rabbi, we force this master the oisa oisin ben churin. We force the master to let half of the eved go free also. Make this person a complete free person ben churin. Are you losing out money? The koisiv shtar achetiv dama venichnami. We'll make it like a shtar now, like an IOU. That this eved, now that he's becoming free, how much he's worth? Half of his work, half of him, that's still an Eved, should have been an Eved, we make a shtar, now there's a chayiv, you have to pay your master. But we force you to free this person, today he should be able to get married. Now that he's a freed person, he's allowed to marry a normal Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara says, V'chozru beisil hoiris ke Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel also later was chayzer, and he was masking to Beis Shammai. It's a very good takana. It's not good the way I said, let him remain a half Eved, half Shivcha, he can never get married. We make Katakana know, we force the master to free him. So Melo, Pshat now Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashma Lacha Chazorim. Our Mishnah is Mashma only, he can't eat from the master. From the master's carbon he can't eat. But from his own carbon he could eat. Why? Because we're going according to Mishnah Reina. That since now there's a Takana, you have to free your Eved, it's considered like he's freed already. Therefore he can make his own carbon. Like Rashi says, before Beis Hillel was chosen to say this Eved remains half Eved, half freed, he can't eat from his own korban. Because he doesn't own himself completely. Half of him is still an Eved. That half he doesn't have right to do what he wants. He's forced to go after his master. So he can't eat from his own korban. I, our Mishnah's mashma, only from the other he can't. But his own he could. It's to Mishnah Reinon. Hoy lov yodein l'shachroi. Since it's up to us to force the master to free him. Harenu ke ben churin. We consider right now as if he's a free person. V'yoichu mishal atzmai. It's like now the master can't rule over him anymore. Because if the master tells him to do anything, he has a right to say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. What do you mean? The rabbanon say faket. You have to free me. So therefore, since the master can't force him to do anything, he's not called Meshubah to his master. He has the right to bring his own carbon. Right. So the Mishnah. Somebody tells his own Eved, Eved Kenani even, he made his own Eved Kenani a shliach. He appointed him that he should go and shech the korban for me. As the master told his Eved, go and make a korban pesach for me. So shochat gedi. Let's say that the Eved now went and shechted the kid. Is yoichel? We say the master mistam is nichi accepts this, and that's his korban. What about shochat le? He took a lamb to do. Is yoichel he eats that also? Shochat gdi or tle. Let's say the Eved did both. As the Eved was in doubt, which one the master wants? Does the master want me to bring a kid or do I want me to bring a tle? Which one? He could bring a goat or he could bring a lamb. He's masutik. Which one the owner wanted me? So he brought both of them. The Mishnah says, Yoicham and Arishin. We should eat from the first one. In other words, the first one he brought, that is the korban that the Bailim is yoitza with, and that's the one you have to eat. And the other one is gone, you have to burn it. So Rashi says, Shochat Gedi Yoicham. Rabbi Mimenu, if he only brought one Gedi, a kid, then the other, the master eats it. The Yafagab, the Rogo, but even if you want to say the master would rather have a tler, he always eats a tler. Of the Chivan, the Lai Pirishle, since the master did not specify which one he wants me to make, Olay Samach, it's a Svara, the master of Zichar relies on whatever this Eved does, and whichever one of the two types of animals he brings, the master is Nicha, and he's Yetzel with that carbon. What about if the Eved brought two? So then the Mishnah says the first one is the carbon. So Rashi Yechem and Arisha Vashen Yisarif. Because once you brought one carbon Pesach, you can't bring a second one. So the second one is like a carbon Shalel Tzarech, so you have to burn it. Faita, what about Shochach Ma'omol Rabbi? Let's say the rabbi first told the Eved, I'm making you a Shliach clearly to bring me a lamb. That's what I want, I told you which one. And later the Eved forgot which one he told me. So what should he do? Ketzad Yasa, now he's in the base of Middash already, what should he do? Is Yishchoy Tlegdi. Let him bring two kabonis, a lamb and a goat. V'yoyma, let him say, in Gedi Amali Rebbe, if my Rebbe wanted a kid, then Gedi Shaloi, the kid should be for my master, U'tleshali, and the tle is my Korban Pesach. V'yim tle Amali Rebbe, let's say no, my master wanted to make a tle, then we'd say Ha'tleshaloi. The tle, that remains for the Korban Pesach of the master. U'gedi, and the kid, naturally that wife's mine. That you could do. Because the Manashoch, whichever one the master wanted you to do, you did it for him, and with the other one remains yours. So now after you brought the carbon of Beis HaMikdash, you go back home to your master, and you ask the master which one is yours, he'll tell you the kid, so you know for sure the kid is the one for the master, and the other one is for the Eved. What about Shochach Rabbi Ma'omaloi? What happens when you go back home and you ask the master, I remember you told me which one, I forgot which one. Which one did he tell me to do? So the master says, you know what? I also forgot which one I told you. The master does not remember now which one is his. So the halacha is now we're in doubt. You have these two kabbonis here. One of them is for the master, true, because you made it tonight. Whichever one, the gdi or the tle, whichever one the master wanted, I wanted that one to be for my master. And the other one is for me. So these two kabbonis here right now, one is for the Eved, and one is for the master. But we don't know who is for who. So the halacha the Mishnah says is Shneihem Yosla Beis HaSreifa. Both of these kabbonis we have to burn right now. Neither of them is allowed to eat it. Because the master can't eat one because he has a suffix. Maybe it's not his. Maybe he meant the gdi and is eating a tle now. And you're not allowed to eat somebody else's carbon. And who are then the Eved also can't eat either one. Because whichever one he eats is a suffix. Maybe it's the other ones. So both of them have to be burnt. Oh, but the Mishnah says Upturim Melachas Pesach Sheni. But both of them are ready yet to the mitzvah, they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because the pshat is, the shas, the kohen made the zrika, made the shchit to the korban, at that time it was a kosher korban. And we'll see in the Gemara. One mandim says it means that at that time, the master didn't forget. If you would have went to ask them at that time which one is his, he would have remembered. So the shas, shchita, and zrika, the korban was a kosher korban, and at that time, he remembered which one was his, so he could have eaten one. He only forgot about it later on. So then we say, since Peshash Shchitin's Riga, the Korban was kosher, you are already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. When it comes to eat it, though, you're not allowed to eat it, because we're in doubt which one is your Korban, which one is your Master's Korban. Gemara says, Pshita, Shochat Gedi Yoichel, that what, that if the Master just told the slave, go make a Korban for me, even though the slave by himself chooses to do a kid, we say the Bailam is Yoichel with that. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, I forgot the Rogel B'Tler, even though usually the master likes to eat a Tler, still he's Yaitza. And like Rashi says, since he didn't say which one he wanted, it's a Rai, he's Nich, whichever one you do. Same with the other way, Shocha Tler, Yoichel. If he makes a Tler, also the Bailam is Yaitza. What's the Chiddush? I forgot the Rogel B'Di, even though his Rogel always have a kid. Still we say, the master is Nich, whatever the slave does. What about Shocha G'diyo Tler? Let's say the slave, I said, was Mesupik, which one the master wanted, so he brought both of them for him. Then we say, Yoichel min Arishin, you should do the first one, because Manashach, since the master didn't explain which one he wanted, whichever one you do is good for me. So the first one you did, that's my Korban Pesach. I, the slave, was in doubt which one the master wanted. That's why he did both, but he didn't have to. So the second one is for no purpose. That one we burn, that's not a carbon. But the first one, that's the good carbon, that's what the Bialim is yetzer with. Because since the Bialim did not speak out which one of the two he wants, any one the master, the slave does is good. So the more of a Tanya, we learned like this. V'yotanya ein nimnin al shnei psochem kiyechot. No, you can't be appointed upon two psochem kiyechot at one time. So chur means you can't be appointed. Chur means in our case like this. That one slave can't bring a korban. That's Rashi in the Gemara. First Rashi. V'yotanya ein nimnin al shnei psochem kiyechot. Lecho b'shas achilo miyechot mehem. Sheyirtza. You can't do that to say, I'm going to bring one carbon, whichever one I want, I'll use. The Ein Breira, we can't have the choice later to help for now. V'chiboy lamecha later when you want to eat, dilma b'shash shchit lehevi daitelei. Maybe at the time you made the shchit you do not have in mind this one. Hilkach leyochel. Now v'zeh shehim nuas rabbi. Al shnei psochim, when this slave appointed made two carbonas for his master. For rabbi soymech olav, and the rabbi soymech on him, heich yechem and arishin. How could he eat from the first one, the churchi betolim breira? Even though later the master takes one, who says that was his mind, the shashchita? So Moran says, Masnis now Mishnah is talking about the melech umalko, talking about a king and a queen. It's just the opposite we would think. A king and a queen, Rashi says, the melech umalko, shetluyin alavdayim. They're told that they have to come on to their slaves do things for them. V'yein makpida malsadosin. They don't care what type of meat they serve me. In gedeim and tloim, whether it's a kid or whether it's a tler. It doesn't bother him. Hilkach, ein kan din breira. There's no thing that I have to come on to whatever you decide later. That should be considered as if it was decided now. T'tavayo nichale. The king and the queen are satisfied whatever you give them. L'figach yechem and arishon. Therefore we say the first korban the slave did for you, mistama, you agree with that one, you're happy with that one, so that's the korban Pesach. The chivin leka kveda, since they're not makba, they don't care about which one it is yotze berishin yadechavosan. V'idach v'chtei nishkab, the slave did a second one, he wasn't told to, he didn't have to, it's in vain. That means nothing. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Ivotanya, the Brisa says, a nimnim ashnei psochem kiyechot. You're not allowed to be appointed by Tmei Tup Sachem Kechon. O Maisin was a Melech. There was a Maisin now. The Melech Amalek was a king or a queen. Shomru Le'avdeim. They told their slaves, Tzu V'shachatu Aleinu Es HaPesach. Go make a Korban Pesach for us. That's what they told their slaves. So the din is, the Maisin was V'yotzu. The slaves went out. V'shachatu Aleihen Shnei Sachem. Even though they were only told to bring one Korban, by themselves they went and made two Korbanas for the king and queen. Because Vice says they have in doubt. What do you want? Do you want a lamb or do you want a goat? So they brought from both of them. Now Bo Vishol was a melech. They came and they asked the king, which one do you want? Omalhan, so the king said, the Vishol Samalka. Me, don't make a difference. Ask the queen whichever one she wants. Bo Vishol Min Amalka. So they went to ask the queen, which one do you want? Omalhan, so Vice says she was smart. She said, Lechu Vishol Esrav Gamliel. This is not a question, it's which one I like. Master, she understood there's a question in Halacha. Which one is the real Korban Pesach? Which one is not? Like, she knew I can't have two Korbanos. So she was in doubt. Which one is the good Korban? Go ask Rabbi Gamliel. So Bo Vishoah Rabbi Gamliel. They went to ask Rabbi Gamliel, what's the Halacha in such a case? Omalahem, he answered back, Malko O Melech, Daiton Kal Olehim. A king and a queen, their minds are very easy to make up. Easy to satisfy them by the meat. Therefore, Yochlum and Arishin, we for sure say that the first korban the slaves made, the king was happy with that one. Therefore, that's the korban, and not the second one. Mashenkin Anan, a normal person, that is makbid, a normal person, Rashi explains, a king and a queen has plenty of teeth. They have plenty of goodies. They eat at the beginning, entrees, this and that they fill themselves up ganz fine. So when they come to eat the meat, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a lamb or goat meat, this or that, any meat they'll eat. Mashenkin Anan, other people, they can't afford to have such big sudis. So by them, their icky reading is the meat. And they're very makbid to know what type of meat they have. Melanan, loy nechol. We cannot eat from either one of these two kabonis. Loy men arishim, loy men asheni. Not from the first kabon, not from the second one. Because a normal person, it's true. The bailam has in mind which one he wants. So the shasta, the eved, brought the two kabonis,
At the Shas Shechita, we did not know which korban should be for the Nesta. He brought a goat and a lamb. We don't know which one of the two the Nesta wants. And so later on at night, when you go and ask the Nesta, and he says, yes, I wanted the lamb, that's totally a Brera. Who says what he says later on, helps from before, it's as if he decided then. Maybe at that time he didn't decide yet. And we all ain't Brera Midiraisa. Therefore, for a normal person, we have to come on to know his consent. Which one he wants, it doesn't help what he says later. Only for a king and a queen, that they're right away master. Whichever one you do is good for us. Therefore, the first one that was brought, automatically they're for sure nicha, they'll accept that one. Since that one is accepted right away, that's the korban, and the second one is not a korban, you have to burn the second one. That's what it says, Anan, us though, leinecha, we do not eat. Leimin arisha, leimin asheni. So the Marv Shuv Pamach, another time it happened the same thing. Another my step like this. Nim says Hal Tor Pebesa Mitzvachayim. Again, by the king and queen's house, in the middle of a Suda, they found a sheretz there. Hal Tor, not sure if it's one of the Shemoneh Shvatim Hal Tor. A weasel they found there. They found it there in the butcher's house. By the place where the Besa Mitzvachayim, where they make the meat. O big Shulatame Kola Suda, it's talking about the meat of a Korban Pesach here, meat of a Korban here. So they thought that the sheretz touched the meat, so it's matama the meat, you're not allowed to eat the meat now. So they wanted to say the whole sudra is tamei. Kula is bol v'sholom as hamelech. They went to ask the king, as this happens by the king's kitchen, by his place there, where they're making the meat for the Korban Pesach, they found the sheretz there. And they thought it was dead, and they saw that the sheretz touched the meat, and they thought it was tamei, can't eat the korban anymore. Omer lehem, so the king said right away, l'chul v'sholom as hamelech. Go ask my queen. Mashma, she was more of a chachoma than he was. Rashi says here, the Shah says, Samalka, the kiya of a chachoma hoisa. She was a more bucky and a smarter person than he was. So the king said, ask my wife, ask the Malka. The Shah was Samalka, they went to ask her, Omru lehem, lechu b'shol shem gamliel. So she said right away again, this is the Shah la locha, go ask shem gamliel, what's the locha? They went to ask shem gamliel. Omar lehem, so the Gamliel asked them, Beis HaMitzvachayim, Roseya Chaitzonin, in your kitchen, was it hot there, was it cold there? Omru loy Roseya, they said it's very hot there. So Omar lehem, so the Gamliel said, if so, Mestama happened was, this weasel here fell asleep. He just fainted, maybe it was so hot there that he fell asleep, but really maybe still alive. And the locher is, the sheretz is only Mitama when he's dead. Kozuman, he's alive, he can't be Mitama. If a sheretz that's alive, this weasel, when he's alive, if he touches things, he's not matama them. Our sheretz is only matama when they're dead. So they told him, you should know the kitchen was very hot. So Rabbi Gamliel told them, Omer lehem, lechu, go there, vetilu aleh koshel tzonin. Go pour a cold water over this weasel. Like, let's see if we can wake him up or not. Holchu, they went there, vetilu aleh koshel tzonin. They poured nice cold water over this sleepy weasel here. Verichshin, it started to creep away. The Torah Rabbi Gamliel called us to the kula. Mele Rabbi Gamliel said, "Don't sue this Torah." In other words, this weasel—I'm not sure it's a weasel, whatever the tato was—it was a sheriff that was alive. The locher is cold money is alive. It's not matam or anything. The Rashi says, "Verichshin, O Pirkus, they started to move around." The God be tuma be moisum. The pasuk says he has to be dead. Cold money is alive. There's no tuma. So the Gemara says, "Nimtza melech tluya b'malka." This king was totally upon his queen. V'nimtzas malchus liberum gamliel. And the queen was totally had to come on to her gamliel. V'nimtzas kol ha-suda liberum gamliel. Those suda came on, had to rely upon her gamliel. His chokhma, that he was able to tell that it was not dead, therefore it was not in the time of the food. Faita, Mishnah says, shochach ma'ashermu l'rabbi. Let's say later, when the slave made two kavanas, and we're talking about now that the owner, the master first told the slave one of the two, and the slave forgot, so he did both, and now when he comes home, the master also forgot which one he did. So the Mishnah says, and not just either, but both of them have to be burnt. So the Mishnah says, like Shali, what do you mean now, that the Eved should do one for himself? Yes, it was the Mishnah say, if the Eved forgot which one the master told him, so let him bring two kavanas now, one goat and one lamb, and let him make it tonight and say, whichever one the master wanted, that's his, and the other one is mine. For at the Gemara Shali, what do you mean an Eved to make his own? Mashakon Eved, kon a rabbi. The klal is by Neved Kenani, anything that belongs to the Eved automatically belongs to the Odin. There's a kinyan like that, that the Odin has a kinyan of the Yad, the hand of the Eved, that whatever he gets automatically goes to the Eved, goes to the master. So how could the Eved now have his own korban and make like a tonight? Whichever one the master wanted is for him and the other one belongs to me. You don't own a korban. To own a korban Pesach, you have to own it. Whatever you own automatically belongs to your master. Omer Abaye, we're talking about now, Hoylech Eitzaroya. You should go to your master's famous pesach. Harogul Rabbi Eitzaroya, that your master always goes to him, as your good friend. Your master's good friend. The Nichalei Betakante. This pesach, the shepherd here, the shepherd is wants that your master should everything should be good for him. He likes your master. The Nichalei Betakante wants to do something good for your master, the Rabbi. Therefore, he knows that now the master's up is in trouble. Because the master told the Eved, make me a korban. He told him which one. Just the slave forgot. So the slave can't bring a tler. Maybe he wanted a gdi. They can't bring a gdi. Maybe he wanted a tler. So he can't bring a korban for the master. So therefore, this shepherd now, he likes the master. He'll take care of him. And what is he going to do? Omatni le'chad minayu. The shepherd now will give for a present one of his animals to the slave with a tanai, with the condition almanas. Shein the rabbi rishus boy, on the condition that the master does not have a right to get this animal. And that's a law, you could give something to an Eved Kenani. If you give it to the Eved Kenani on a special condition, that I'm only giving it to you, only if the master will not be able to get it from you, then we say the kinyan stays by the Eved and does not go to the master. It's only stam, normally, whatever the Eved gets automatically goes to the master. But it was given to him on this special condition that he should keep it and he should not go to the master. You have a right to do that. So that's what we're talking about here. That the Eved received the korban this way, so he owns an animal. So even though he doesn't know which one should be the master, he makes it tonight. Whichever one the master wanted, that's yours. And the other one belongs to me. Right? Shochach Rabbi Masha Yoimaloi. Then the Mishnah says, what about after the Eved brought these two kabbonis? Now he goes back home and he asks his master, which one did you want? The master says, you know what, I forgot also. So the Mishnah says that then both of the kabbonis you have to burn, because neither of them can eat each one, because the sultan maybe it's the other one's korban, but they're both Yotze Pesach. For the Maram Rabbaya, Loishana, the Mishnah only says that they are ready Yotze the korban Pesach, they don't have to burn korban Pesach Sheini, Ela Sheshochach Achazrika, only that the master forgot which one he wanted after the Kohen made the Zerika ready. The Bidna the Yizrik was at the time when they made the Zerika Saddam, have a Chazi Lachila. At that time, the Kabbonis were aiming to be eaten. Because at that time, the master still remembered which one he wanted. So the lamb is for him, and the goat is for the slave. So at the time of the Zerika, each one was aiming to be eaten. It's a good carbon. Ava, what's going to be though? Let's say the master had already forgotten which one he wanted even before the Kohen made the Zerika. When they made the Zerika Saddam, it was not roi teeth yet. In such a case, they're not Mekayim the Pesach Rishon, because even Mesha Zerika, there was no head to teeth to meat. Therefore, they're not Yoy to the carbon Rishon, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Ikadamasti lo abraisa. Some say no abai, meant to say it on a braisa. There's a braisa like this. Chamishi has five people, but all of them brought their own korban Pesach. And they were going home, shenis arvu oirois pischeim. The skin, your skin, you take the skin off the animal, and they bring the meat you have to roast. So when they were coming home, they mixed together all the five skins of the five animals. And they didn't know which skin belonged to which one of them. But the mice was the nimsus yabelus biachas mehen. On one of the skins, they found a wart growing there. Now yabelus, the wart that grows, makes a carbon puzzle. So now these five people know that one of these five people's carbon was puzzle. We don't know which skin belongs to me, which one belongs to you, but one of the skins have a growth on it. So we know now one of us five was not mekayim mitzvah. So what should we do now? So the mara is. First of all these five kabbonis, now the meat to them, you have to burn them all. Because we don't know which meat is from the pasul korban, so you're not allowed to eat it. So all five of them have to be burnt up. But all five people are also potter, they do not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's what the Braisa says. The Rambam Abaye says, Loisharnu, this is only said that they don't have to bring another carbon, Elishinis Arvuliacha Zrika. Only if after Zrika the skins got mixed up. The Vietnam the Israel was at the time when they made this Rika Dam, Miyu have the Chaz Lachila. At that time everybody knew whose carbon was whose. So therefore they knew which one was kosher. So those four people are koponim at that time were able to eat their carbon, so they're potter. Avon is Tavon of Nezriko, let's say the five carbonates got mixed up even before they made this Riko, Chayovim Lasas Pesach Sheni. They're right away Mechuyev to make a Pesach Sheni, because there's never a time when they're allowed to eat the meat. So it must be like this. Manda Masniya Masbis, whoever learns Abayez Dinan Al Mishnah, Kol Shechina Braisa. For sure it's said on the Braisa also, that they're only Mekayim the Mitzvah, if at the time of the Zriko, there was no Suffolk yet. We knew clearly which carbon is kosher. But man the masni abraisa, the one that says no abaya only said his halacha on the braisa second case. On the braisa, when the five kabonas got mixed up, then we say only yaitzif at the time when they made this rikom, for sure we know which one was kosher. Avol amaslitzin, but I tell you, this braisa holds that the case of our mishnah loy is not like abaya wants to say, or abaya never said it. Why? Kivon diksheru ninu, what's our case of our Mishnah? That there was a slave and the master. And the master told the slave, bring me a carbon. We didn't know which one. So Bishas, the slave, brought, he brought two carbonas, one for himself and one for the master. Now Lamaisi really both are kosher. And if it ask Eliyahu Hanavi, yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he would tell us which one belongs to the master, it's right now you do them. The master's one is the lamb, and the goat goes to the Eved. So the Mishnah is better. Avla Masis and light. According to its kosher, even if it was he forgot Bishaz Rikom. Because Kivan the Cherim Ninu, really both Kabonas are kosher. The Yitkar have Yichazel Achila. If the owner would remember which one he could eat it. So Bezoi Kamashma Yigalya, for sure that the Abishah knows which one he wants, we know the carbon is kosher. So even though the master had already forgotten which one he wanted, Bishaz Rika, that's not called the Bishaz Rika, the carbon is possible. No, Bishaz Rika, the carbon is still kosher, because the Abisha knows which one is kosher. Even though we don't know which one, that's not a concern. The Omar, we learned before, Upturim Elasas Pesach Sheni. The one, you had this case of these five people, that the skins got mixed up together, and one carbon is possible. Fred Gemara Vika Chadla Nafik. How could you say they don't have to bring a second Pesach, but one person for sure did not bring a Pesach Rishon? One of the Kabbonis had a ward on it, that's a Pesach carbon. And the Gemara Mishum Vlayevsha, because we don't know what to do. The Pesach means because we can't tell either one of them to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Hechi Levin, what should we do? Leitze Kol Chada V'Choda Pesach, you want all five to bring another carbon. Kamais Techulun Lazara, you can't do that, you bring in a Chulun Lazara. The Abor Menai Rabdiluhu, because four of them for sure brought a good carbon. So you can't make those four bring another one. So you can't have all five bring another carbon. Because once you brought one carbon, you can't bring a second one. And here there's four of them, or kosher, these four people can't bring another one. Elamai. Let's say all five of them bring one Pesach together. Mer says, no. Nimtza Pesach Nechos Olamuyev. You can't have all these five people eat from it. Because the four people that are ready with Mekayim the Pesach, they can't bring a second one. They're not appointed for the second carbon. So nobody can eat from the second carbon. Because you're not allowed to eat from the carbon if you're not in Munah, if you're not appointed. And since we don't know which one should be appointed, neither of them are allowed to eat it. Hi, Shtanut. Hi, Mike, for the Gemara. Now, I'll give you a better answer. They say kol chadim v'nayo piskoy. Let all five of them bring another carbon Pesach. Then they say the name. Let them all say like this. Let them make it on a Tanai. Edd bal mum. If my first carbon was a bal mum, was not yoytze. Hi, the icy ashen every Pesach. This one that I'm bringing right now. This one should be a carbon Pesach. Vdd. Tam, Elam, I know, my carbon that I brought before was the kosher one, it was a good one. Haidi, I see Ash Nevi Shlomim. I tell you, the carbon that I'm bringing right now should be a Shlomim. Because the carbon Pesach really is a Shlomim. So the Eitzriv now, all these five people in Erev Pesach now, should bring another carbon and make it tonight. If my first carbon was Pesach, was the Balmum, this should be my carbon Pesach. If my first one was a Shlomim, was a kosher, this should be a Shlomim. Mer says, no, that's also not a good Eitzriv. Lo Yesh, that's no good. There's a different halacha. If it's a carbon shlomim, you're supposed to give the size.